Blackstone presents Deadly Obsession by J.L. Beck and C. Hallman. This book is read by Shiloh James and Marcio Catalano. 1. Zane. Cinder blocks weigh my eyes down. I attempt to roll over, but every muscle in my body tenses. It feels like I've been tossed off a 10-story building, landing flat on my back. Groaning into the air, my fingertips graze something soft, a sheet. Or blanket. Oh no. But it's not cold or hard. Shifting, I realize I'm no longer on the cold concrete, but somewhere else. Confusion clouds my mind. Shh. The police are on their way. Everything is going to be okay. They'll find the person who shot you. A voice soothes. But that's not the effect it has on me, and instantly my eyes snap open. Frenzied, I look around the room. The smell of antiseptic assaults my senses, and I piece the puzzle together very quickly. Hospital. I'm in the hospital. The same hospital where Christian left me in the parking garage to die. Joke's on him, though, because I'm not going to die. At least not today. Pain erupts across my body, and my muscles protest as I push off the bed and stand on unsteady feet. Sir, you need to lie down. The nurse rushes over to me. Her eyes panicked, but I pin her with a dark look that promises pain, and she stops in her tracks. I don't say shit as I walk out of the room, my body screaming at me, begging me to turn around and go lie down. That's not an option. Dove needs me. Fuck. I failed her. I let him get to her. I can't imagine what he's doing to her right now. Touching her. Breaking her. She's too fragile for a man like Christian. Like thin glass, he'll shatter her with a single touch. My heart thrashes in my chest. Revenge, I need it, I'll take it. I'll bathe in his fucking blood for touching her, and if he does anything to her, if there is a single hair out of place on her head, I can't allow myself to think that. Hobbling out of the hospital, I get a barrage of dirty looks and some shocked ones as I pass people. Looking down at my shirt, I realize the entire thing is soaked in blood. All I can do is shrug because I don't give a fuck. My side is burning with each step I take, and I'm dizzy as hell. If I'm going to be there to save Dub, to save us, then I'm going to need to find a way to get this bullet removed. As I walk, to where I have no fucking idea, I play over in my head what Christian told me. The Castros. The rival mob family to the Sergios is the reason he wants Dub dead. But why? Who is Dub to the Castros? Gritting my teeth, I know exactly what I'm going to have to do, and that I'm going to fucking hate every second of it. The last thing I want is to leave Dove in Christian's hands any longer than I have to, but even with the raged haze that surrounds my head, I know there isn't any...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?